So finishing out with the patients who are not refractory to proteasome inhibitors, what about exazimib? How does that fit in?
So the exazimib, again, the Tourmaline trial looked at exazimib, lenalidomide, dexamethasone combination. So that, again, would be an option for somebody who is not refractory to bortezomib, absolutely.
And what about the issue of the patient with the neuropathy from prior bortezomib? How often do you see it? And what about exazimib in that situation?
So I think that would be particularly beneficial for patients who have pre-existing neuropathy because exazimib causes very little neuropathy compared to bortezomib. And obviously, one thing that's, advantageous compared to any of these other regimens is the fact that it's going to be totally oral. So if somebody is refractory to lenalidomide, I would put somebody on a combination of exazimib, pomalidomide, dexamethasone would be a reasonable combination too.
As long as we're talking about exazimib, I'm curious about your experience with it from a tolerability profile, and specifically, have you observed GI toxicity?
Right. So the GI toxicity generally tend to be mostly in the initial cycles and can be very easily controlled with anti-nausea medications. And not every patient gets it either. So generally what I have done is maybe the first couple cycles, I would have them take one of the anti-nausea medications ahead of time. If they have no problem, I usually stop it and see how they do without it. And most patients can do just fine. In fact, the initial phase two trials we did, we have patients that are 4 and 5 years out continuing on maintenance exazimib.